one round down, five more to go. Hello, everybody. Terry Bennett, Grant Goodwin here, sideline to sideline, the Class 3A edition. Brought to you by L4FR Clothing, right here on the LSG Sports Network, part of the Lone Star Podcast Network. And it was an interesting round, to say the least. That's what we're going to be talking about here in this first segment. But first, I want to thank our title sponsor, L4FR Clothing. You can find them online at L4FRClothing.com. Right now, from here till Christmas, if you get whatever you need, you get your free flow shirts, you get your fire-resistant jeans, you get your safety goggles, your glasses, any of that stuff, you put it in your cart, you go to checkout, you see that discount code box, put the word sideline in, you get 20% off your total purchase, and that's awesome at Christmas. And by the way, Brett Lee and L4FR Clothing have all their stuff in, so you don't have to worry about logistics and things selling out unless they just happen to sell out. And hey, let's make that happen for them. Brett and L4FR Clothing have been an awesome sponsor for the last 2.5 years, and so show them the love by getting stuff from them for Christmas. Again, check them out online, L4FRClothing.com. 20% off your total purchase if you put sideline in the discount code. Mr. Goodwin, it's round two, but in this opening segment, let's discuss a little bit of round one, because Class 3A had one of the biggest shocks and biggest upsets in the thing, and no, I'm not talking about Whitesboro winning. Let's talk about that. I want to talk about that one first, Childress. Mm-hmm. I did not see that one coming, and I don't mean, hey, you could have talked me into it. I literally did not see that one coming. I thought Childress might have been at that time kind of becoming, it felt like maybe the favorite of that region.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I hate to be cliche, but this goes to show this is why you play them.
Yeah, you know, you really thought that Childress, Abernathy, and Lubbock, Roosevelt, it would come down to those three.
Yes, exactly. Maybe Canadian, if the brackets broke right.
If they played better defensively,
yes.
Right? And they did last week, right?
Yes.
Holding Idaho to 24 points. But, yes, Stanton beating Childress 39-34 was a shock to all of us.
Well, and this is what impressed me most about Stanton's win is you see it all the time. A team jumps out, and they get a big lead, and then the favorite pulls them back in, and they eventually overtake them, and then that's the underdogs kind of shot their wide. Well, Childress did retake the lead. They got down 19-0. They took the lead, and Stanton turned around and answered right back. That is impressive. And it maybe also says maybe there was some chinks in the Childress Bobcat.
Whoa, stop it.
You do that every year.
I don't either.
I still love it. No, you do. But maybe there just wasn't something right with Childress, or maybe it was just, hey, again, go back to this is why you play the game.
Yeah, very shocking to me. You know, Abernathy over Friona, 33-14. Friona was a team that hung in there with Canadian. Didn't they beat Canadian?
Friona, who was it? They lost to Canadian.
Okay,
33-27. They had jumped out to the big lead, and then Canadian brought them back in.
So Abernathy kind of wiping the field with Friona was a big one for me. Canadian over Idaloo, 27-24. Canadian getting back on the right track, I think, said a lot to me in this bracket, 3A Division II. And then New Waverly over Hugh Springs,
yes,
by 20 points.
That's not been
64.
Talked about a lot, because I don't think that it's a shock that they won, but, man, they –
by the amount,
yes.
Right?
Oh, by the way, I want to go back real quick. How crazy is it in 3A Division II? Everybody was shocked. The whole world was shocked. Oh, my God. Canadian didn't win district. And who is the last one standing out of those teams left in the playoffs? Canadian. That's crazy to think about that, because we were all burying Canadian, and here they are. They're the last ones. 3-3A took a tough – Division II took a tough one.
How about Troop over Pewitt? 52-34, you did.
I did not think it was going to be like that, though. I honestly thought it was going to be kind of an uglier type game with a bunch of turnovers and Pewitt not being able to score. They were able to score, but, man, Troop's offense lit it on fire.
Yeah, they did. How about DeKalb beating Arp? 52-22. You know, Arp had gotten hot after that big Wascom loss.
Mm-hmm.
They got pretty hot. DeKalb, of course, beating Pilot Point earlier in the year, dropped a game or two after that Pilot Point win. It just kind of went out of everybody's mind.
But because that's a great way to put it. And I thought about that last week when we were doing the show. I'm like, man, you know, I kind of thought maybe we'd talk a little bit more of the cab, but you know they kind of have struggled since that big win. But yeah, that was a big. And hey, what about Natilia and Riesel? Both they play each other, both pulling off big wins. Well, I mean, it's a big win for them. Don't do that.
I'm not bored. I'm just tired.
Just tired.
Yeah. Yeah, Tidehaven beating Rodgers the way they did, 42-29.
Yeah, Rodgers just were always a possession or two behind in all their games this year that they lost, and it caught up to them against Tidehaven.
All right, and then how about Early beating Pilot Point, 43-21?
Does that not feel like one of those that when you look back now, you go, maybe that wasn't as big of an upset? Because Early had a and I even thought this while we were picking this game, and I still went with Pilot Point, but we both kept saying, don't be surprised if, you know, at the end of round one, Early's won. Early has won, and they did. Pilot Point is another one. They just never seemed whole the whole year.
Yeah, and I have a sneaking suspicion the deficiencies were in the line, in the offensive and defensive lines. We saw that against Brock. I think that kind of reared its ugly head this week, right?
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Mount Vernon, not that they beat Jefferson, but the way they beat an upcoming Jefferson. Jefferson was playing really well, and Mount Vernon beat them 57-28, left no doubt.
Yep.
And odd thing is, they play Whitney this week, who I circled as Whitney shutting out Groesbeck 14-0, which was an impressive
game. Yeah, the win wasn't a big deal. I think we all went Groesbeck, but it's how they did it, defensively shutting down Groesbeck. That's the part that was shocking to me.
Yeah. Let's see here. Mineola getting the win, 40-33 over Sabine.
Yeah, Sabine had kind of become the hot, trendy pick of the dark horse of that region because of Jace Burns, their stud quarterback, and an offense that can score. Mineola had, us included, had kind of buried them because, man, when they looked bad, they looked really, really bad.
Right.
But we also said last week, if Dawson Pendergrass is healthy, Mineola can run the ball and can be a team to watch out for, and they got the big win.
And then Pottsboro over Tatum, 56-55. What a game.
Shocking.
Why did we not go to that game? Right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't want to call it a surprise because Pottsboro is Pottsboro, but Tatum.
Pottsboro has not been Pottsboro this year.
Yes.
And right? And we thought they were going to be cute with how they started playing after the district started.
Yeah.
Right? But never in my right mind would I think they would upset Tatum, much less put 56 points up on the Tatum defense.
Maybe that loss to Sabine that week before had shown something. I don't know. It's weird, though, that Tatum, their two losses were by a combined 2 points in the regular season and their playoffs. So they have lost three games this year. They finished 8-3, and they lost their three games by a combined 3 points.
That's 3 points
freaking crazy.
Shooting twos and threes and free throws.
And that's why when you – it'll be forgotten years down the road about this Tatum team, but this was a really good 8-3 Tatum team.
Yeah, it was.
That two of their losses.
The best one in the last 10 years.
Yeah, I was going to say 5 to 10 years. You know, the two of their three losses are still playing, mm-hmm. and one of them, Sabine, kind of got surprised in their loss. So, yeah, it's just crazy. And it's been a crazy one. But, hey, our picks weren't crazy. We actually did pretty good, you and I.
I got three more games.
Oh, you got three? I'm sorry. My bad. Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
Tap your brakes, dude.
Yeah, you're right.
Cool your jets.
Your therapist said you needed to have your way, so go have your way.
A therapist?
Oh, sure you're not. That's that guy you go talk to every week, and y'all play with bricks and blocks.
Like bricks and blocks. No sense. Dad, do we play with bricks and blocks? Little River Academy beating Yoakum 28-22.
I'll call that one.
I know.
I've been big on Little River all year.
Every time I know you picked one and I circle it, I'm like, do I really talk about it? Because he's going to gloat.
I gloat on this one because I have been big on the Bumblebees all year. And you didn't dismiss them, but you kind of, after the Lorena loss.
One loss.
Yeah, to Lorena.
To one of the best teams in the state.
Exactly. That's what I can.
A chance to go to Arlington. I understand now. All right. I'm a yellow belt. You're a black belt. I understand. Coach X is still a white belt,
but
negative 0 degrees.
Yes, he's in last place, by the way. All right, what else?
Anahuac beating Cold Spring 30-6. It's not real shocking, but I think Anahuac's starting to play really good football late into the season. Cold Spring started out. I thought Cold Spring would win this game, and Anahuac won it. How about San Diego over Orange Grove by 1 point? San Diego, that defense holding that Orange Grove quarterback who's been slinging it all over the field all year and only allowing Orange Grove 28 points in a 29-28 win. So
I want
to
go
props to San Diego, the Vaqueros.
I want to go back, though. You picked Anahuac in that game.
I did.
Yeah, so here's how it
but
went.
The way
well, that's what I'm saying.
Won.
But I want to give you credit. We joke about me. But so we were talking about that game, and I remember this because I wrote it down. And we both initially said Cold Spring. And then we kind of talked ourselves into Anahuac. And the last thing you said, and I even went and listened to verify, the last thing you said on that game was, it's going to be close, but don't be surprised if Anahuac's defense, they win going away. And they won going away. So give you credit on that. You get one right every once in a while, too.
Every once in a while.
Speaking of the standings on our Pick'em Challenge, if you don't know, Grant, me, and Coach X, we're doing all the picks for all the playoffs in 4A and 3A. First week, I'm first, 111 wins, 17, I guess 111 yeses, 17 wrong. Grant, you're in second place, 105 and 23. And Coach X is way, way behind us in last place at 105 and 23.
Oh, awesome.
So you're comfortably ahead of him. Don't
I'm
worry.
I'm not comfortably. I gotta keep my lead here.
You gotta keep
and
your
then
lead.
I'm going to catch you, though.
Oh, will you now? All right, so we're going to do what we did last week, except for this week it's in the area round. We're going to pick every game, tell you where they're being played, pick out some of the ones that we want to focus on, and then Coach X has a game that he talks about.
Can I tell my Lonnie Shields little
yes,
brother
in
the dryer
yes.
story?
It makes,
later? Later.
It, yeah, you got to find the context or it won't make sense. You had good context in the last
Coach
time.
Coach
X. All right, well, so we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we start 3A Division 1 area round. Right here on the LSU Sports Network.
I don't see it here.
In today's COVID world, we all talk about disinfecting, and boy, do I have a company that is the best at that. Xanigo. X-A-N-I-G-O. Real simple. Xanigo. They are a disinfecting sprayer, system, and processor that is a game changer. Their goal is to create the safest environment for humans to live, learn, and, of course, be entertained. They strive relentlessly to create highly effective, affordable, and accessible disinfectant solutions that allow companies, high schools, colleges, wherever people gather en masse, Xanigo is the company that you want to use to disinfect, to spray, to clean, as they're the pathogen prevention innovative company. Again, Xanigo, X-A-N-I-G-O. And don't just take my word for it. Listen to some of the schools that use the Xanigo spraying system to keep their locker rooms clean and free of not only COVID, but hey, you remember staff in Mercer? Remember how a few years ago how big that was? It hit the NFL, went right through the NFL. Players lost game times. Some players lost limbs and lost their way of life because a simple thing of keeping the locker rooms clean were not being done by companies that paid these players millions of dollars. So what do you think, high schools? Do you think coaches are remembering all that? Because these coaches are. And by the way, these coaches not only win on the field, but they're winning in the locker room. Schools like Highland Park, Duncanville, Arlington Martin, Sunnyvale, Redwater, Stephenville. Hey, Stephenville just had a huge win this past week over La Vega, and now Stephenville's looking like a top four team. Part of the reason why they keep their locker room clean. I know that sounds crazy, but it's that simple. Also, check out these universities: UNT, Ole Miss, Tarleton, University of Texas, SMU, Navarro, and so much more use the Xanigo spray system to keep their locker rooms clean and free of MRSA, staff, COVID, flu, ringworm, and so much more. You can give them a call, 214-460-4401. You can find them on Twitter at Xanigo Sprayer or at Brandon Xanigo, and you can find them online at Xanigo.com. Terry Bennett, Grant Goodwin back here, sideline to sideline, the 3A edition. I want to thank one of our other sponsors, Fat Cow Jerky. You can check them out online at fatcowjerky.com. Right now, we got two great things. You get free shipping for purchases over $100. Also, if you go into their discount code and type the word Texas in, now this goes up till Thanksgiving next week, so this is a kind of more of a time-sensitive. But if you type in Texas, you get 20% off of your order from Fat Cow Jerky. And that includes Carolina Q. It's finally on the website. I didn't realize that you and I tasted something from that was a month away from being even introduced. Yeah, I feel kind of special now.
VIP, like early showing at the cinema.
Yeah, exactly. Or like the blue plate specials for $5.99 at Denny's. Oh, wait, that's not a thing. My bad.
They don't do blue plate specials and
Denny's?
I don't know. That's just dumb.
Anyway, so the Carolina Q is on the website. And I'm going to tell you right now, though, all the flavors are awesome. But for sure, Grant and I love the Carolina Q.
What is this left over here? Is this Carolina Q?
He gave me another whole pack, but I got a whole other sample.
Oh, that's the maple breakfast.
Yes.
That Carolina Q, though, is a game changer.
Yeah, we ate them all, but the Carolina Q, but that was the one that we ate during the show completely that night.
Yeah.
It's absolutely awesome. So, again, check them out, fatcowjerky.com. They're also on Facebook. Just type in Fat Cow Jerky. They have a Thanksgiving flavor coming out. out soon. I'll try to get some information on that. Oh, speaking of, and we forgot to say this in the 4A show, next week's Thanksgiving, and if this is the first time or you don't remember, we always record our third round quarterfinal show, if it's on Thanksgiving, it usually is. We'll be recording Monday. Just to clear the Thanksgiving
shows
schedule.
Are out on Tuesday.
Show will be right? out on Tuesday, and the coaches' shows will be done. Everything that we record through the week will all be done next Monday, so that we can get them all in before everybody goes off of their Thanksgiving break.
Casinos, turkey,
dude. You and I are going to be hanging out Wednesday.
Classic
intern,
classic pilgrim.
Yeah, the casino.
Indian, pilgrim Indian Thanksgiving that I always enjoy.
Adult
wads of cash at the casino.
Tell them about
turkey.
That. Tell them how you do this.
What?
Tell them what your Thanksgiving's like.
Nothing special. It's just the casino, the buffet for turkey,
but
and
no, what
more
I mean
casino, and then back for a nap after the Cowboy game.
I mean, but what I mean is special. This isn't like you going off on your own with no family. This is a family thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's awesome. Like I wish all families would do that.
Yeah.
And it's really crazy that your family...
If you have enough family members die at one time, then you just give up and go to the casino.
Kind of getting there at my age, too, there, buddy.
I know, right?
But, yeah, so...
Actually, I haven't had a lot of family members die. Why are we going?
But we're
And
gonna...
to think, if I do have family members die, I can take more money, wink, wink.
Are you gonna? Hey, no,
the casino tell inheritance,
your, dude. Tell
I got an inheritance.
Tell your sister that y'all ain't doing it this year, and you get her cut. That's,
yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
And then block her off Facebook from your family so they don't see. And then
this seems like a lot of effort for $50
to lie.
For $50. Let's take my money, dude.
I'll ask you. Okay, I'll ask you about that $50 when you've hit the casino for 10 minutes and you're already wiped out.
I know, right?
You'd like
it
that $50
long.
Now, but yeah,
doesn't take long. But I mean, hey, it's nice to get a traditional.
Yeah,
Thanksgiving meal at the casino with crab legs and shrimp.
And a vodka tonic.
I mean, because obviously that's really what the pilgrims and the settlers ate was crab legs and shrimp. Right?
All right, so let's start off.
In Oklahoma, which is weird.
Well, that's where the Mayflower landed, right?
Fresh seafood in Oklahoma. It's like, I've never seen a snow crab in the Red River.
Well, that's...
Maybe, I don't know.
That's when I went to the Inn of the Mountain Gods, and I get there, and they have the... Fresh.
Don't talk crap about that place.
No,
that's
I love
my new
the place.
Favorite place.
But did you eat the crab legs?
Well, COVID shut it down.
Yeah, they weren't real fresh.
Well, yeah. They're in the mountains.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
That is one of my favorite places on
yes,
Earth.
Well, but
we went in February and got snowed in. I hope to go in February this year.
You think the Thoreau fans are like, would y'all shut up talking about football?
Oh, yeah. We lost a Lister because of that.
Oh, yeah, we did. We're not talking 4A right now, though. But speaking of that Kilgore game... All right, let's get started. We're going to go Region 3, Division 1, Region 1, Class 3A. Give me that one because I don't have that list put up.
Shallow Water versus Early. Both are 9-2. This is over at Clyde on Friday. Shallow Water's coming off that win, 56-18 over Dalhart. Early's coming in over the, 43-21 win over Pilot Point. A little bit of an upset, right?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, most definitely.
But look, Shallow Water, their two losses were to Abernathy 28-16 and Childress 30-28. Then you go on the flip side. Look at what Early's doing with their quarterback, Jackson Price, 1,920 yards passing. They got a really good running back, Trey Beam. Thing is, I think Shallow Water wins the top part of this bracket, and we'll take on the winner of Brock and Jim Ned in not this week, but next week. I think Shallow Water will make it to the region finals and have a shot in that game. That's how good I think Shallow Water is.
Yeah, I think Early's going to give them a game, though. I think
you
Early.
Do?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a game. I think Shallow Water wins, but I think it's within 7-14.
I think Shallow Water is probably one of the most underrated teams in this 3A Division I bracket.
Yeah, that Childress loss for some reason.
It's by 2 points.
And they lost to Abernathy, which, I mean, again, those are two quality wins, or two quality losses, and they were in both of those games. But because it was early in the season, I think a lot of people wrote them off. And to be honest with you, I know this sounds.
Well, you lose to. Look, we're a win society.
Yeah.
You lose two or three games, people don't even think about you anymore. But if you're a good team, you just keep quietly chopping wood, and then all of a sudden you end up there, and then people are like, whoa, how did Shallow Water get here? But that's how good Shallow Water is.
Yeah.
They'll show up in the region finals, and people are going to be going, I didn't know anything about this Mustang team. But look, they're going to probably be there, I think. I think they'll take on the winner. Well, they will take on the winner of Bushland and Whitesboro. Bushland 8-3. Their big win was over Canadian, right?
Yes.
Whitesboro 7-4. This is over in Childress at Fair Park Stadium, which is awesome. Have you ever seen a Childress game in Fair Park Stadium where the team comes down the fairground just from a mile away?
You love Childress that kind does. Of stuff, don't
I
you?
I do, man. I love the entrances. I guess it's my whole ESPN college football Saturday night thing. And
yes.
Childress does it right. They come down the the fair road from almost a mile away and just walk in the stadium. Anyway, this is Bushland at versus Whitesboro at Childress. Bushland, very tough. They beat Canadian, but Whitesboro's very physical. And Whitesboro's got a really good quarterback in Matt Harper, who's thrown for, 1,977 yards, something like that. I like Whitesboro in a very close game. I think it's going to be Whitesboro in shallow water in the region semifinals next week.
Yeah, to me, this is one of the toughest games to call in the second round. You got a Bushland team that everybody thought was going to take a step back. They had lost likes of Brody Sutterfield and Coleman Janell and Jalen Marshall. And Josh Reynolds, their head coach, second year, he just reloads them. You look at their losses. They were to Brock and Hereford and then Lubbock Estacado. Lubbock Estacado one's kind of, okay, but I mean, that was a 4A team that people thought was going to at least go into the second round until they got upset.
Yeah.
I just wonder, my thing is Bushland's been here many times. Whitesboro's kind of new to this second round.
I don't know. Are they? I mean, the last 10 years, Whitesboro's been pretty much a mainstay 2 and 3 rounds deep.
Yeah, but it's been a while. I mean, that last year they got beat by Jim Ned in the first round. They were beating the first round the year before, and they were beating the first round in 2018. Well, I didn't realize that they got beat by Jim Ned 2 of those 3 years. So they don't want to see Jim Ned. I do think Whitesboro hangs on and wins this game, but I do think this is a really close game. By the way, Coach X said shallow water in the first game, and then – oh, he has a thing for this one. Bushland versus Whitesboro. Coach X says, have you ever been to Bushland? I'm sure you'll get there one day, Grant.
What he's talking about.
Maybe when you meet somebody you'll really like, she will let you go. Oh, you thought I meant the town in West Texas? Yeah, that is what I was talking about. I've been to Bushland quite a lot. It's a cool place, very tight-knit community. And that's the kind of place you want to go. Those big open communities.
Nobody shaves there, though.
Yeah, those big open communities with wide open spaces can be lacking in fun and excitement. Give me Bushland or give me death. So he's got Bushland, you and I have got Whitesboro.
All right.
I think sometimes he doesn't pick by who he actually thinks is going to win the game. I think that's where his trouble is.
That's why he's in last place.
Last place.
All right. So we think.
Yeah.
You and I think Whitesboro versus shallow water. He thinks it's going to be
Bushland
versus shallow water. All right. Jim Ned versus Muleshoe over at Lowry Field on Friday. Give me Jim Ned.
Yeah, give me Jim Ned. This isn't going to be a close game. In fact, I don't think Jim Ned will have to show anything before their matchup against what we think will be Brock. We'll talk about that here in a second.
And you think Brock at 11-0 is going to have to show anything against 7-4 Amarillo River Road in Sweetwater on Thursday? I don't either. I think it's going to be Brock and Jim Ned next week. Probably a game we have to be at, right?
Yeah, I mean, we have to. I watched it last year and watched one of the best just a weird game. You had the punt and you had the fumble and you had the first down. And it was a game to where I saw – that's when I saw – because you had already seen Jim Ned and you'd seen him in person. And you had talked about how good they were. And that was the game that I was like – first quarter, I'm like, okay, they're okay. Second quarter, oh, okay. And then by the end of the game, you're like, holy crap. I mean, they just know what it takes to win. It's not always pretty, but they know what it takes. Now, Brock's going to have their way. And people, stop asking about why Brock struggles in the first half. They roll in the second half.
Yeah.
They're just – teams are like that. Some teams are balanced. Some are better in one half. For whatever reason, this year, Brock is really good in the second half. And to be honest with you, I'd rather be better in the second half than the first half because that usually means you're going to win. All right, in those two games, Coach X has Jim Ned and Brock as well. All right, let's go to Region 2. The first game, we got Mount Vernon versus Whitney. Mount Vernon 11-0, Whitney 6-5. This game's at Tyler Trinity Mother Frances Rose Stadium.
Can I say both, like we had talked about in the first segment, both of these teams coming off impressive wins. Mount Vernon coming off the 57-28 shellacking of Jefferson, and then Whitney getting the shutout over a very good Groesbeck team, 14-0. This might be one of those underrated games in round two, right? That being said, this is over at Rose.
Yeah, Trinity. I think it's called Christus Trinity Mother Francis now. But yeah, Rose.
Well, that's a long name.
Yeah, I know. But great
just
stadium.
Call it Rose.
Yeah, really great stadium.
That being said, I know Whitney is very physical, right? Whitney's been very physical the last 3 or 4 years. But Mount Vernon, it's just on a different level this year.
They really are, man. We might have understated how much of it, because we all kind of get our attention turned to Brock and Jim Ned,
yeah,
you know, over there and all that. But, man, I mean, Mount Vernon this year has everything that they were good last year, they're better at. And anything they struggled at, like defensive consistency from last year, they're way better than that this year.
Right. They're 11-0. And here's the thing. If Mount Vernon wins this region, and they very well could, look at the run they had to make. They had Jefferson round one, Whitney round two, the winner of Gladewater Grandview round three, and then throw in West Mineola, Malakoff, and Pottsboro, the winner of those, and that's who Mount Vernon. If Mount Vernon gets to the region finals, which I think they very well could, they might have had the toughest playoff run to get to that region final.
That's funny because we're...
And they could still be a favorite in all of those games.
But we're looking at a possible rematch of what at the time was the shocking upset last year when Mount Vernon beat Gladewater, because Gladewater would be the opponent. They are 8-2. They take on Grandview 9-2 this week. That game's at Royce City ISD Stadium, 7 p.m. Friday. We're going to be there. You've been higher on Grandview the later part of the season than I have.
Uh-huh.
I'm starting to come around to them a little bit, though.
I
watched a little bit. I got to watch some of their – and I know it's highlight videos, and sometimes you only get the best. But I'm starting to come around on them. And saying that, I still think Gladewater has that chip on the shoulder from last year. And I feel like they're
– They do. And they – you know, look, Gladewater's going to have the best player on the field in DJ Allen. Throughout the playoffs, if Gladewater keeps going, DJ Allen will always be the best player on the field. It's Zavian Campbell and Colin Lewis that are the X factors outside of DJ Allen that give this Gladewater offense pep, right?
Yeah.
But don't forget about Grandview. Their quarterback, Ryder Hayes, is only like I think a sophomore. He threw for 380 yards last week, right?
Yeah.
Kaysen English, wide receiver. If DJ Allen is the best athlete on the field, Kaysen English from Grandview might be the second best.
Well, then
then Casey Cannon at running back. This Grandview defense is really good, and their offense is loaded. They're a young offense, but they're loaded.
All right. So what do you say?
Oh, this is in Roy City, my whole town.
You know the turf well.
I know the turf.
Yeah.
So my pick should be really solid. Probably, I don't know this for sure, but I imagine they're going to stop down at halftime and give me a whole ceremony.
Oh, are you getting entered into some kind of Hall of Fame or something?
Probably. I don't know. I hadn't checked with anybody. But
you're just going to show up at halftime?
As soon as they know I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, God. And I'm like, blah, blah, blah. I like Grandview in a close one, though. Grandview in a very close one.
All right, Coach X has something to say on this.
What do you
one.
Say?
Hang on, let's see what Coach X has to say. Yet another marquee round two matchup, Bears versus Zebras. In the wild, that would not fare too well for the Zebras. I'll never forget watching that Bear destroy Leo DiCaprio. That is nature's perfect killing machine.
Wait, Leo DiCaprio was a bear in Wolf of Wall Street. He was like a bear investor.
No, he's talking about in the movie The Revenant, where he fights a bear. Like, there's a big old scene. He won an Oscar from it.
The Money movie, right?
No, The Revenant, not the Wolf of Wall Street. He wasn't a bear. That term bear is a little bit different. There's a couple of clubs down in downtown Dallas.
No, that's not.
Anyway, that is nature's perfect killing machine. Zebras are pretty cool, though, but scary, no. Like, I've never been in the wild and said, oh, no, here comes that zebra. I better play dead.
Do you think Coach X has ever been in the wild to
no.
in any situation see a zebra or a bear?
No.
No.
Again, if he saw a bear, it's probably that downtown club in Dallas. It will let us pet
him.
They
call me Bottom Bear.
Oh, maybe he coaches for a bear mascot. Just saying. It will let us pet him or feed him a carrot. I'm rolling with the killing machine. He's going with Gladewater. So you're going with Grandview. He's going with Gladewater. You're in second place. He's in last. I'm going with Grandview.
I could see this game going either way. This is probably the best game.
This is a one-possession game. I could see this game going in overtime.
I could too.
I just, something.
Who's better in close games in Grandview?
Exactly. And, well, West would be like, well, we beat them. And y'all did. I just,
but Grandview had some guys out,
yeah,
too.
Right? And I'm not saying that, I don't think Gladewater's flawed by any stretch, but it doesn't seem like we've seen Gladewater's best. And maybe that's a good thing. Maybe they start to you start to see that best. But when you go look at their schedule and you look at some of their games, and I know you can't go, but the first two out of three games, they're playing Kilgore and they're playing Gilmer. I think Grandview compares with a Gilmer, not depth-wise, but you think, okay, how they play Kilgore, they'll play Grandview.
I don't know if Grandview compares to Gilmer.
I mean, Kilgore. Excuse me. I thought I said Kilgore.
I don't even.
I'm talking about style. I'm not talking about, like, players.
Oh, okay,
I'm talking about style.
Okay.
And I know you can say, well, that was a long time ago, but they gave up 54 points. And, again, this defense, when they play a good offense, outside of Sabine, they did hold Sabine to 6 points. I'll give them credit for that. But they have struggled at times defensively, and I just think that that's where that bites them in the end.
How good is Grandview going to be over the next couple of years?
Didn't you say that 3 years ago?
I know, right? All right. West versus Mineola. West 11-0. Mineola 7-4. This is over in Forney on Friday. And, man, West coming off a big win over Fairfield, 55-7. And then Mineola getting the surprise win, 40-33 over Sabine. It wouldn't have been a surprise, but we didn't know if Dawson Pendergrass going to be back, right? That being said, Mineola, I don't think that defense is going to be hold up.
No, I don't either.
The physicalness of that West offense. That West offense can pound you, and their defense is so physical.
Yep.
So give me West. I think it's going to be West versus the winner of Malakoff in Pottsboro. That is Thursday over in Sulphur Springs.
Now,
you like here?
Well, first off, this whole region has a couple of second-round games that feel like they should be two rounds further, and this is one of them.
Yeah.
You know, 2 weeks ago, I felt Malakoff wins by three touchdowns. Now, I still feel like Malakoff wins. I think it's a little closer, but I'm still going to roll with the consistency. I think the Tigers have been better late against better teams. I still think Pottsboro, I know they got the win last week, but you can look at Tatum and say, hey, Tatum had just lost to Sabine. I still think Pottsboro's got better because of who they played. I like Malakoff, and I think it's about 14 points.
Well, here's the thing. Pottsboro, they got a dual-threat quarterback in Jet Carroll.
Yep.
Their running back, Major McBride, is really good. But that Pottsboro offense, they're facing up against a defense from Malakoff that only allows 13.5 points a game, right? And Malakoff started 0-3 with losses to Grandview, 24-21, to Van, 33-24, and Parish Episcopal 35-9. After that, they have wiped the field with everybody. And that defense, only giving up 13.5 points a game on average, but they gave up the 33 to Van, 24 to Grandview, and 35 to Parish. If you take those out, they're well under a touchdown a game.
Yeah.
This is probably one of the most unsung, underrated, most talented defenses in all of Class 3A, Division 1, and Division 2. Malakoff rolls in this game. I don't even think it's close.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I don't.
We all three think Malakoff
wins. So I think it's Malakoff and West in the third round.
All right, let's go to Region 3, Class 3A, Division 1.
What did Coach X say?
He said Malakoff.
Okay.
Dieball 8-3 versus Hallettsville 9-2. This game's in Navasota's Rattler Stadium, Friday at 7. This is one of those games that you didn't even don't even think about all year. Like, you don't even see these teams playing each other.
Well, and we saw Hallettsville
I'm saying these teams playing each other. Like,
oh, okay.
You just don't, you know, you look at the beginning of the year at possible games, and you just don't see that. Because, A, we thought Hallettsville probably would win state. We didn't think that they would be, I mean, district, we didn't think that they would be, you know, a third place, fourth place team.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, here we are. And, man, Dieball's got a lot better resume than you think, but I still like Hallettsville in this game.
I do, too. I like Hallettsville. That defense is very physical. We got a chance to see them over in Yoakum, 3 weeks ago, four weeks ago, something like that. And that running game, we saw them without their starting quarterback. Hallettsville finds a way to win. I think Hallettsville beats Dieball, but I think it could be close.
I think it'll be closer. I think it'll be better than when we saw Dieball and Cameron Yeo a couple years ago when everybody was claiming Dieball was a region favorite and Cameron Yeo hit him in the mouth one time and they just never responded. I think this team responds better. I just think Hallettsville's just a little bit better football team.
Yeah. All right.
And Coach X says the same thing.
Okay. And let's see here. They'll take on the winner of East Chambers and Little River Academy. Little River Academy's 10-1. Their only loss was to an excellent Lorena team, 34-17. East Chambers is 8-3. East Chambers, we got a chance to see them against West Rust to open the season, right?
Yep.
West Rust made East Chambers look pretty pedestrian. After that, though, East Chambers has looked a lot better. Their quarterback, Jacoby Peralt, he's a dual-threat quarterback. A defense has to really account for Peralt and not let him get loose on you, right?
Yep.
Little River Academy, their quarterback, Casey Mraz, 2,300 yards passing. Their running back, Scout Brazil, 1,150 yards rushing. I like Academy in this one, in a really close one. I think this could be a high-scoring game, though.
Yeah, and by the way, let's give credit to East Chambers. They are a team that's consistent. This will be mm-hmm. the fourth straight year, and I think it's actually like the sixth straight year, they've at least won the first-round game. And in saying all that, I've been on their bandwagon all year, and I'm going to stay on it. I like the Bumblebees in this one. I'm like you. I think this is kind of like a Pottsboro Tatum, maybe not as high scoring, but it wouldn't shock me if they hit the higher points of 40 and it'd be like a 48-42 type of game.
All right. How about Lorena, 9-2, Woodville, 7-3, over in Madisonville on Thursday? Lorena all day long.
Yeah.
Laura, I know that run game of Woodville is very tough, and Woodville's defense has been pretty good. But Lorena is right now on a different level. They started out 0-2 with losses to Franklin and China Spring. They were in both of those games. And after that, nobody's really hung with them.
Yeah, I agree.
This Lorena team is really, really good. And I would not be shocked. I'm telling you right now, I would not be shocked to see Lorena end up in Arlington.
No, and you've been saying that since early on. And yes. By the way, good bounce back year, or consecutive bounce back years for Woodville. And any other draw, they could have been a dark horse in this region. They just got the unlucky that they get Lorena in that second round.
Right.
By the way, Coach X thinks Little River is going to win as well. And on Lorena, Woodville, he has this to say. Oh, Lord. Was Lorena the coal miner's daughter, or was she standing by her man? No, that was Tammy. Is there a town in Texas called Tammy? I think there should be. It's that all the Tammys that I have known were kind of annoying, like Tammy Baker. Well, I guess she's the only Tammy I know.
Tammy Faye Baker?
Yeah, Tammy Faye Baker, rest in peace. The only Tammy
she's
I know.
She's not dead.
No, she is. She died of cancer like 10 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. Like a long time.
Sure?
Yes.
I'm going to have to Google that.
She said, I know, except for Tammy Wynette, and she stood by her man, and that is a quality more women should have. I'll take Lorena. All right, so we all
think
Lorena.
What about Mr. Baker, Robert?
No, he's back at it. Doing his little scams. You really didn't know that Tammy Faye Baker died?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I just,
like, but, yeah, 2007.
What's his name?
Tammy and
John? John Baker?
Yeah, I think it is. Hmm. Now, Jim
Baker.
He's
Jim
still
Baker.
Alive because he just got...
That's a pretty good gig, too. I bet he...
Yeah,
it's a nice card.
Oh yeah, he just got indicted not too long ago on more charges that he's possibly doing fraudulent telemarketing and stuff.
Probably trying to sell fake windshields.
We had a gym ned doctor optometrist say that's not possible. We don't believe you, sir.
And we're not telemarketing it.
But if you want to PayPal us money for our
your
brilliant idea,
go fund me.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. We only need about, what, $800,000?
Yeah, $800,000. And you don't need to know about it. Just know it's going to work. It's going to be really awesome.
Totally, dude.
All right, let's keep going. Last game, Region 3. It's a good one. Columbus, 9-2 versus Anahuac, 9-2. This game's at Houston's Del Mar Stadium, a stadium we were just at. Friday
Del
at 7:30. Del Mar again.
I will say this. Do not – what time is this game?
7:30.
Okay, I was going to say, do not be on the home sideline if the game starts before 2, because you will cook.
Yes, you will.
Did we have to not walk all the way across the field during the coin toss?
And I'm doing it on a knee that I had retched the night before.
Oh, it's Smiley's in Huntsville.
The place still had to be all closed.
You know you're getting old when you step out of the truck.
And tearing ligaments.
And you just annihilate your knee. You're over there screaming in the middle of the night. I'm thinking you're getting raped.
No, I'm screaming and you're
and
like.
And I was like, oh, take him. And I got to go. And
No,
it's my knee, dude. What I was really? Like, oh, okay, I got your back, dude. I had your back if you were getting raped.
What really happened was, is I'm screaming my knee, and he's like, "Yeah, I know. Smiley's is closed. We'll go to the next one. Get in the truck. We got to hurry up. The hotel's waiting."
And there's a Burger King right down the road. I want those chicken fries.
Can I ask you something?
Nope. Yep.
Does this game kind of feel like an Anuak upset?
Anuak.
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 It's been one of those nights.
No, it does not.
Really?
No.
I thought you might go with me. I don't know,
It could be. Okay, yes, it could be. But I think Columbus, with that quarterback, Showell, J.J. Hurd, the defense played really well.
Yes, for them. Yeah, they did.
And, look, I know Anahuac's coming off that 30-6 win over Cold Spring, who is not the Cold Spring of the last few years, right?
Yes.
So, very impressive win. But I think Columbus is that good. I think Columbus wins this ball game. Boy, I'd love to be at Del Mar again on Friday.
I'm going
to
go with Columbus, but I'll tell you why my concerns are. Is it okay. Just feels like Columbus, they a lot of these games against Yoakum, against Hallettsville, even against Bowling.
They won those two.
No, no, but hang on. They jumped out big, and then they struggled to make adjustments in the second half. And
okay,
and
but that wasn't the last 3 weeks.
No, you're right. But I'm looking at teams that
this
are
team
good
is,
teams.
They're young. They're growing up.
Oh, they're very
season.
Much so. Very much so.
They're in
again,
season.
I'm going with Columbus. I'm just saying, don't be surprised if this is a really close game. Oh, all right, let's go to Region 4. Oh, Coach,
you got a bottle of Drano. Do you? Because I'm thirsty.
Coach X said Columbus as well. Let's go to Region 4. Where do we start?
Lano, 8-2. San Diego, 9-1. This is over at Matador Stadium in Seguin on Friday. And let me tell you something. We talked a lot about Lano last year, the Yellow Jackets. We had merely said a word about Lano this year. Now, maybe they're in the second round. We got to start talking about them. This Lano defense is only allowing 13.7 points a game. The offense averages 34 points a game scoring. San Diego, though, look, their defense allows about 13 points a game, but their quarterback, Rene Valerio, 1,260 yards passing, 605 yards rushing, and then Hector Gaza at receiver averages almost 19 yards a catch. But I think this Lano team out-depths the Vaqueros. Lano might be your dark horse in this region all of a sudden. I could very well see Lano winning the region. I know Edna's in here and Vanderbilt Industrial's in here. I don't know, Lago Vista maybe, Corpus Christi, London. Lano might be the dark horse out of this region, and I could very well see them winning the region and making some hay against Region 3, and maybe, I'm not going to say making it to Arlington, but don't be surprised.
You didn't name a team that I think could be coming the dark horse. By the way, Coach X has Lano winning. Let's talk the next game. You got Vanderbilt Industrial versus Poteet. Poteet's 10-1. Vanderbilt Industrial's 9-2. This game is at Corpus Christi's Cabinet Stadium, 7 p.m. Friday. I think this has upset written all over it. I like what Poteet has done this year. They're 10-1, and they've done it with a heck of a running game. You got Ernest Davila, who is one of the better backs in that region. They're
2,550 yards rushing.
Yes, their lone loss was to Lake Belton, 28-20. Now we can kind of knock who they've played, but you can knock a lot of the teams in this region of their non-district stuff. But they beat Jordanton pretty handily. Or not? Sorry, that was a 2-point game. Who was the toughest one? Luling, they beat Handley, but they weren't that good. But I don't know. There's just something about this game that makes me think this is going to be way closer, and I'm kind of leaning towards the Aggies.
Look, give me Vanderbilt Industrial with quarterback Matt Davis. I think he's the X factor here. But for Poteet, you did say Ernest Davalia, the running back. But don't forget their quarterback, Alex Lockaby, almost, 1,800 yards passing. And, Poteet, right, is the strawberry capital of Texas. Do you know on their helmets they put their stickers, their play stickers?
Are they strawberries? Stickers,
strawberries.
That's kind of
freaking awesome.
That is cool because they're very much the Aggie colors. They're maroon and white. They have a really cool helmet, too, by the way.
And they put strawberry stickers.
I like that.
On them.
I like that.
That being said, I like Vanderbilt Industrial, but I think it's close.
All right, I'm going to go with Poteet.
Okay.
And you two are going with Vanderbilt Industrial. All right, let's go to another team again. This whole region is full of dark horses.
Yeah.
Edna 9-2 versus Blanco 5-6. That game's Friday, Smithfield's Tiger Stadium. I heard that's a really good stadium. I haven't been there. Edna, I think, wins this game.
I do, too. I think Edna wins it going away, and they'll take on the winner of Corpus Christi, London, and Lago Vista. This game played over in Somerset on Friday. Give me Lago Vista in this one, but I think London could very well easily win this game.
All right.
But I like Lago in this one, in that offense, man. They can just pound you.
All right, let's see what Coach X has to say. This has to be the longest trip in the playoffs, right? Where is the game being played? Georgia? So you have the Sherlock Holmes versus Lakeview. Hey, when English come over here, why do they say across the pond? This is a big-ass pond. Just remember, England, we will throw your tea in the harbor if you piss us off. Americans don't like tea. We like coffee. I'll take the Lagos. All right, so that is Division One wrapped up. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we do the same thing for Class 3A Division Two right here on the Area Round 3A edition of Sideline to Sideline, brought to you by L4FR Clothing on the LSG Sports Network.
Have you been looking for a more competitive league for your child, but you're not ready to spend the thousands on select or travel or AAU, whatever you want to call it? And let's be honest, that's also a time suck. Some of those kids that play those leagues literally play sports every weekend of the year, and that sounds fun, but everybody needs their rest. Also, with AAU, you're not ever sure if your kids are actually becoming true teammates, because it's not always about the wins, it's about looking good for recruiters. Well, with City League, it's all about having fun, but usually city leagues don't really emphasize winning. What if I told you there was a league that did both? They emphasized winning, but they emphasized the fun side of it. They emphasized sportsmanship. They emphasized how to lose with class. That's something we've lost in the last decade or so, because we don't have enough competitive rec leagues that simply do what we did growing up. We played, we either won or we lost, we went on to the next game. So check this place out, Be Someone Sports. You can find them online at besomeonesports.com. You can give them a call, 832-421-2895. Steve's his name, and this dude is awesome. We're going to be doing a lot of things with Be Someone Sports coming up here in the future, because right now they're based in Houston, but they're wanting to spread throughout Texas. So no matter where you are and no matter what show you're listening to this ad on here on the Lone Star Podcast Network, if this interests you for you and your child, or if you're just wanting to do a better rec league than what cities are, because I grew up in a city league, and they can be awesome, and they were back then, but nowadays that not all of them are. Partly, again, they're not really emphasizing winning, and sometimes it's just about the money. There's just not the money in there to make these city leagues go. But again, you don't want to be all about the individualism and the money of the travel leagues. Be Someone Sports is your answer. You're going to emphasize winning the right way with sportsmanship, with teamwork, and you're also going to learn to lose the right way with class and sportsmanship. It's a fun environment where they will learn the game as they grow up through the leagues, and before you know it, they're going to be stars in high school and college, and you're going to remember it was Be Someone Sports that got them there. Again, check them out, besomeonesports.com. Give Steve a call, 832-421-2895, and check them out on Facebook. Just type in Be Someone Sports.
Been a Grant Goodwin back here, sideline to sideline, the Class 3 edition. Area Round, brought to you by L4FR Clothing, right here on the LSU Sports Network. Also, I want to give a shout-out to one of our post-game state finals sponsors. We signed them on today, Habovic's Backyard Barbecue. You can find them online at HabovicBackyardBarbecue.com. We'll be talking more about them in the future playoffs, but we wanted to give a shout-out to them. I was telling them how much our show loves barbecue and how much our listeners do. So give them a check out online, HabovicBackyardBarbecue.com. They have a barbecue rub. He's also sending us some of his rub and some barbecue sauce and stuff.
Really?
We've become the show that if you advertise food, send us a sample, we'll let you know.
And you get your advertisement for free for samples.
Shut up.
I'm sorry.
I need to mute that. I need to mute that one. I wanted to real quick go back on talking about that Lago Vista. I got to point out that Ethan Helton, that kid, he's a junior this year. He's been an absolute beast for them. He has over 800 yards receiving. He has a couple touchdowns on the return game, and he plays defense. And you talk about that X factor, and he's one of those guys that in that Region 4 that is so crazily tight after this round, he could be an X factor going forward.
Yeah, he could.
All right, so let's go to Class 3A Division 2. Where are we starting?
What do you think?
Let's go Ballinger versus Abernathy.
All right, Region 1, right? 3A Division 2, Ballinger versus Abernathy. Ballinger 6-4, coming off that big win over Crane, 35-34. You know, Crane was, we billed them as an offensive juggernaut to begin the season. And they were for the most of the year, but they could not figure it out on the defensive side of the ball. And that's what got them against Ballinger. Ballinger 6-4. They're taking on a different animal in Abernathy, who's 10-1. Their only loss was to Lubbock Cooper, or I'm sorry, Roosevelt. And Roosevelt, I mean, Roosevelt, they were up on Roosevelt, what, by 3 touchdowns, 20 points to start the fourth quarter, and just kind of, I don't want to say imploded, but things did not go their way after that. They had the bobble punt.
Yeah.
I think right.
And also, I think, you know, Velt's Velt's a team that runs the ball, and they kind of were forced to throw, and they made a couple big plays in the passing game.
But
either
that
way,
was
they lost.
Only Abernathy's only hiccup.
Yes.
I think quarterback Hole just gets right, and I think they run Ballinger out of the stadium by the third quarter.
I do too. I want to make a point, though. I want to give you credit on that. Now, we all went with Crane in that game, but I want to give you credit because that was one of those you sometimes have some of the best throwaway lines at the very end, and you said it could go Ballinger's way if it gets in a shootout and Crane has that one possession where they just don't score, and that's literally how the game went. Ballinger wins 35-34. Crane was trying to drive to score. So every once in a while.
I said that?
Yeah, so you don't even remember.
Thank you.
I love the fact you don't remember. All right, Sonora 7-4 versus Canadian 8-3. This game's Friday, Slayton Tiger Stadium, 7 p.m.
Hey, don't count Sonora out, man. Don't. Look, Sonora 7-4, Canadians 8-3. You know, Sonora's quarterback, Jaime Butron, and their running back, Hunter O'Bannon, they've combined for almost 2,000 yards of total offense this year. And Canadians' defense has been giving up a lot of yardage and a lot of points here this year, hence the 3 losses, right?
Yeah.
Now, Canadians' offense, though, Cameron Cavalier, the sophomore quarterback, 1,800 yards passing. He's got 2 really good receivers in Angel Garcia and Trace Mitchell. So don't count out Sonora, but I think Canadian wins and gets to the third round when a lot of us had written them off, right?
Yeah, I can't say how big that win was for Canadian.
Not over Idaloo.
Over Idaloo, a good team, but to have lost back-to-back games where
they struggled, but Canadians struggled with Idaloo,
yes,
right? And Abernathy blew out Idaloo in a game you and I
yes
were at.
Oh, no, no. Canadian, at this point of the year, you're 11, 12 games in. The quote the late Denny Green, you are who you think you are. And at this point, Canadian is a team.
Denny Green died?
Yes, like 6 years ago.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Dennis Green
died like 6 years ago.
Minnesota.
Yes, of a heart. He had a heart.
What have I been doing all these years?
All these shows, buddy.
I guess.
Yeah, he died in 2016. He died 5 years ago.
It's like 5 years ago.
Yeah. But anyway, Canadian, I just thought that it was real easy for them to pack up last week. You're not a Canadian team that everybody, you know, that used to. You're having a down year. Nobody would have thought anything less.
These Wildcats are battle-tested.
Exactly.
From the moment they pop out of the birth canal.
The saddle?
No, uterus.
I'm just kidding. I think at the end of the day, that's
the uterus?
I don't know. Coach X keeps
it's a canal.
Yeah.
And they're
like the Panama
but they
canal
are. They're expected to win after that, and they figure out a way.
And I think that's the difference in this game. Sonora's a team that's just been happy the last 3 years to be 5-6, 4-7, and 4-7.
Mm-hmm.
Canadian, I'm not saying Canadian's going to get hot and win the region by any stretch, but I think they have this game, and I think it's close. But it wouldn't shock me if they pull away late.
Yeah,
all of us have Abernathy and Canadian in this.
Okay, cool. All right, Stanton. 5-6 versus Brady, 7-3. This is over a wall on Friday. Man, it's kind of a small stadium to have this game, right?
Yeah.
Stanton coming off that 39-34 upset win over Childress. Brady beating Anthony 57-14. Oh, my gosh. This is a tough one. I'm taking Brady in this one. I know Stanton pulled off the pretty upset, and that was epic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Epic. But I think But I think Stanton and Brady's schedules have been somewhat on the same line.
Uh-huh.
But I like Brady offensively here.
I'm like you. I want to say, okay, Stanton, you know, every once in a while you get that team that they beat the big team in the first round, and in the second round they get a team that's comparable, and they win that one, and they go on. I think Brady's a pretty solid 7-3 team. I mean, you look at their losses, Dublin 38-12, Sonora 28-22. They beat Ballinger 54-41. I love what Stanton did last week. It's great, but I just think they kind of come back to earth this week, and I think Brady's the surprise team.
I think the cream rises
to
the top. Yeah. So Brady wins. What does Kochek say?
Well, who didn't see that Stanton would still be playing? I know Grant and Terry didn't. Coach X did. He keeps claiming that he called this. Called this one all day and twice on Sunday, Stanton over Childress. Noe, I think you know what you need to do. Roll the tape. Case closed. Stanton won last week, and that propels them into round three. Okay, so he's going Stanton this week, folks.
Okay, so Noe, roll the tape after this week.
Yes.
All right, they will take on the winner of Lubbock-Roosevelt and Alpine. Roosevelt 11-0. Alpine 5-6 is over in Kermit. By the way, this stadium in Kermit's really cool. They got a big rock entrance, kind of that like arch entrance, mm-hmm. kind of a WPA look. Pretty cool stadium. That being said, give me Roosevelt. I think it's Roosevelt and Brady in the third round.
Yeah, I agree. All right, and the Coach X says Roosevelt too. All right, let's go to Region 2. What's the matchup?
All right, Eastland versus Bells. Ah. Eastland 6-5, Bells 8-3. This is over in Boyd on Friday. Here's the thing, man. Eastland's defense has struggled all year. They give up about 34 points a game. And Bells has some running backs in Bo Baker, who's ran for 1,230 yards, Brock Baker, who's ran for 860 yards, and Spencer Hines, who's ran for 765 yards. Now, that being said, though, Eastland has a quarterback in Keaton Hicks, who's a dual-threat quarterback. He's thrown for 1,340 yards and ran for 700 yards. And then Judson Beard, the running back, is pretty tough too. So this Bells defense is going to be tested, but I think Bells, that running game, is going to be too much for the Eastland Mavericks. I think Bells just squeaks by very close.
Yeah, you know, this is a game last year that Eastland won 49-22. And, you know, Bells has kind of quietly the last couple of years been 9-win teams that nobody really talks about. I like them in this game. And I mean, I don't know, that the Baker brothers and that running game. And I think it'll set up a matchup, a rematch with Holiday. Now, Bells and Holiday played a good game. Holiday ended up winning 27-14, but that was a one-possession game late in the game. So I got Bells in this one, and I guess I kind of spit the bit on the next one. I mean, shot my wad, whatever you sexual terms you use.
I don't.
And say that like I've already called
Holiday.
Did you
not like my Baker Brothers?
No, I did. I did. I like that.
The heating and air conditioning.
I thought you meant Baker Brothers, the breakfast place.
No.
Remember that place?
No,
really
it's
good.
A sandwich place.
Well, yeah, but they did the breakfasts were the best part.
But there's a Baker Brothers that is like a heating and
air
conditioning.
Yeah, they have that annoying.
The North Texas area.
Yeah, it's been singing for years. Anyway, let's go to. Oh, Coach X says Bells as well. Holiday 11-0, Leonard 8-2, Friday, Crum Stadium, Crum Bobcat Stadium.
Can I say this might be an underrated game Region 2? Look, we know how good Holiday is running the football. They got Marchin, they got Jones, they got all these dudes that can just pound the rock at you. But don't forget about Leonard's quarterback, DJ Brown. He's an incredible dual threat quarterback that your defense has to account for. I'm going with Holiday in this because I think Holiday is the better team than Leonard. I really think it's going to be a Holiday Gunner region final. But I think Leonard can give, if Holiday does not play their A game, especially defensively, DJ Brown is the type of player that can give you fits defensively. So give me Holiday, but look for it to be a little bit closer.
I agree. I think Holiday wins this game, and I think the final score could be a couple touchdowns.
It could be two or three touchdowns, maybe, but I think this could go into the fourth quarter being a close one.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And so we all three have Holiday winning in that one.
All right, Palmer and Dublin. Palmer 8-1. Dublin 8-3. This is over in Joshua. Give me Palmer by a slight margin.
I've gone back and forth on this one, partly because I'll be honest with you, I know a little bit about Dublin, but Palmer, we've kind of talked about in passing, but we never fully talked about. I look at Dublin's last 2 weeks where they had a chance to secure district, and they lose to Millsap and then lose to Eastland. Both of them high-scoring games, and so for me, it's going to be a high-scoring game, and I'm just to be different, I'm going to go Dublin.
Okay.
Because y'all are both going Palmer, and I've got a couple games in hand, so I can
playing with that house money. Gunner versus Millsap. Gunner 11-0. Pretty average team, right?
They're okay.
Yeah.
They're not like Millsap, but they're okay.
Millsap 6-5, the team you picked to win Region 2.
No, it's not.
It is too.
No, it's not. I said that they would have a nice season and they were better than what people thought. And I think that
maybe 6-5 is nice in Marshall. I don't know.
But who's playing in the second round? Royce City or Marshall?
So Gunner, this is Thursday over in Grapevine, Mustang Panther Stadium. Very nice stadium.
Yes.
Give me Gunner over your state champion.
Yeah, give me Gunner by a lot. Let's see what Coach X has to say.
Wow, you're picking against your state champion pick.
You and him. This is why you know what? I've been nice. I've been nice to you. I've been nice to you.
You can still be nice, but I can point out your flaws.
But I'm going to point out, hey, they got to the second round. I didn't say they were going to win a region. I never said that. Boy, when they shot Gunner, y'all are going to be surprised. You know what?
Oh.
Heck yeah.
Are you going Gunner?
No, hang on. Okay, I want to read this. Well, Terry, where are you going to go here? The favorite team or the team that you said in the summertime would compete for the region? Okay, Coach X, where are you going to go? Are you going to go with Gunner, who you claim give you roaches? Or are you going to go with my team, Millsap? So let's hear. Me and Grant listened while you went on and on about how Brock and Argyle weren't going to be good and Millsap was going to win the region. Yeah, and by the way, he spelled win the region, W-H-E-N. That's a coach, folks. Yes, you did say that, didn't he, Grant? I was mowing my yard, had to stop the mower and rewind the show when you said Millsap would. Wait, I got to go.
Wait, he doesn't have somebody to mow the yard for him?
You know where he's at.
Hasn't.
Would win the region. I agree with you. Bulldogs all day here. So Coach X and I are going Millsap.
You're going Millsap.
No, I'm going
Gunner. You just said Millsap. Mark it down. No.
Okay, I'll mark it down. I'll go for it.
You're going Millsap?
I'll go Millsap. Millsap
gained a game
on both of us. Now
there's no way you just marked yourself Millsap.
Millsap, Millsap.
Let me see.
Oh, I'm sorry. I put Millsap for you too. My bad.
Oh, uh huh.
Enter.
Let me see.
I'm the second one. Millsap.
Wait, Grant Gunner. Okay. All right.
So you're gonna
change that? No,
no. You're gonna take me and Coach X out to Perini Ranch for steaks when Millsap pulls the upset.
I'm Perini Ranch for breakfast steaks,
yes,
and then Three Forks in Frisco, Dallas, for dinner steak.
That place is good.
I know. If I might be looking for a loan, Millsap found a way.
You wouldn't have to worry about it because y'all got to pick me up at the hospital because I'll have a straight heart attack if Millsap beats Gunner.
All right, so I've got Gunner,
but Millsap for the game. Gunner's going to win this game, yeah. And it was a nice season for Millsap.
All right, Region 3, West Rust versus New Waverly. West Rust 11-0, New Waverly 9-2. New Waverly is coming off, though, that nice win over Hugh Springs, 64-44. They did give up a lot of points, but New Waverly's, their losses were to Centerville 27-14 and Newton 51-24. That's it.
You know who West Rust losses were?
Nobody.
Exactly.
That's right. West Rust has outscored their opponents 552-180. Their quarterback, Andy Mata, is a beast. Tate Winnings at running back, Jamal Ford. Receiver, Jamiah Smith. This West Rust team, as long as they decide to get physical on both sides of the ball, they're going to be hard to beat. Give me West Rust, but look for New Waverly to make this
maybe a
close one.
I was going to kind of lean to your Holiday Leonard. I kind of feel that way about this one, too. I think West Rust will end up winning, and the scoreboard might even look pretty, mm-hmm. But I think that they're going to, as you used to say, they're going to know they've been in a game. I think New Waverly will be able to score some points.
Have we seen a game where West Rust has been able to hold up to any physicality yet? Good point, Grant.
Yeah, it really is, because I'm looking at their schedule, and I'm not reading physicality. I'm reading good offenses like Sabine, but struggled on defense. Mineola, that's a close one. But this was before Dawson Pendergrass got hurt.
Okay, but take Dawson Pendergrass out.
Yeah, you're right.
Mollers, no. They will come up and punch you in the gullet.
That's a good point.
I'm taking West Rust.
Yep.
The minute somebody just comes up and punches them,
we got to see the reaction.
How do they respond? I think they'll respond well. I mean, we've been high on West Russ since the end of last year, and we opened them up this year with, you know, saying, hey, they're a dark horse that can make state, and they still could. I just want to see them again in a physical game, get physical and stand up to physicality.
No, I think you make a good point. All right, let's go to a rematch. Dangerfield 9-2 versus Elysian Fields 9-2. This game's at Tatum Eagle Stadium Friday 7 p.m. That seems like a little small for this game. I figured this game would is Lobo not playing doing playoff games? Or,
I don't know, but I know Tatum's their admin and stadium people have plenty of time.
Oh, wow. So, throwing dags.
No, I'm not. I just, how do you get Pottsboro this year?
I know. So Elysian Fields beats Dangerfield in the regular season. But, boy, does that feel like a year ago almost? It doesn't feel like it was in this season. And I'm not knocking Elysian Fields by any stretch. I think this is a close game, and I think it's 50-50. But I just – that was a 44-28 game in September, and we've always said this about Dangerfield. Hey, you never know what you're going to get. So, yeah, it wouldn't shock me if Elysian Fields turn around and beat them again by a couple of touchdowns. But I just don't know if Elysian Fields healthy enough and able to be consistent enough.
Well, this is a different Dangerfield
exactly.
team.
Exactly. And this doesn't feel like the inconsistent Dangerfield I mean, maybe it is. Maybe they're about to set us up for the big inconsistency swerve. But, man, I don't know. This is just starting to feel different.
Yeah, this Dangerfield team is playing lights out in the last, like, 5 weeks. I think Dangerfield – I'm not going to say names or score, but Dangerfield will win this game and will set up an epic, epic game next week, Dangerfield versus West Rusk in the third round region semifinals.
All right, Coach X has something to say on this one. Class 3A Division II hottest game is EF versus Dangerfield. The game has every Scott Ford, the eight-time – wait, this game – I think it's meant to say this game has everything. Scott Ford, the eight-time champion Dangerfield Tigers, yellow jackets that are orange, and don't be scared when you walk up to the gate to get in, and there's a playoff checkpoint at the gate. What is a playoff checkpoint? It's that thing when you go to get in the gate after telling your wife they aren't taking in bags, and she says they will let mine in, and then you get up there, and they say you can't bring that in, and then somehow it's your fault for not telling her. Guess who has to take the bag back to the car? That's right, you do. That's a playoff checkpoint.
That will be me Saturday if I take said girlfriend to that Glen Rose Pleasant Grove game. She's going to try to bring that bag in with a bottle of small wine, and it's going to get kicked out, and I got to walk all the way back. And I was good observation, Coach X.
He went with Dangerfield. We went with Dangerfield as well. All right, let's go to Wascom 10-1 versus Troop 8-3. This game is Friday at Pine Tree Stadium. It's called Pirate Stadium in Longview. Really nice stadium. Mm-hmm.
Look, Wascom's outscored their opponents 634-122. This defense only allows 11 points a game. Now think about this. This Wascom defense only allowing 11 points a game. How many points did Timpson put up on them?
On
Wascom.
Oh, let me pull that up. Was it 42?
Was it
42?
Above 35. You take that out, and their average all of a sudden is below 10 points, closer to a touchdown a game.
49.
Okay, 49, so you take those 49 out of the 122, and you get under a touchdown or to a touchdown. Now, how many of those points after that were trash points? You're looking at 5 to 4 points a game.
And these two teams have a common opponent in ARP. Troop lost ARP 29-7. Wascom did not lose to ARP and, in fact, beat them 56-6.
In a game I watched online. But you got to remember, man, Troop is athletic. Their quarterback, Grayson Heron, 2,030 yards passing. They got a really good running back in Kevin Pierce, who has, 1,185 yards rushing. But I think Cole Watson at quarterback for Wascom as a sophomore is starting to get really comfortable. Hamilton, I mean, that Wascom running game and that flex bone is just wearing people out. And the worst thing that could happen to anybody in Region 3 was when Wascom lost to Timpson the way they did.
I agree.
I think that was like something that just poked the bee's nest.
Yep.
And they're pissed off.
And look, let's call what Troop's win was last week. Paul Pewitt was not as good as people might have thought of. When you look at who Troop's played this year and who they've lost to, every good game, every good team that's a playoff team, they've lost to. And they've lost bad. They lost to West Cross 58-20. They lost to ARP 29-7. They lost to Grand Saline 42-27 and would not be in the playoffs.
Grand Saline is much improved.
Yes, but Grand Saline was still 2-7. One of their two wins was Troop. And if Harmony hadn't collapsed like they would, Grand Saline would have been the team into the playoffs possibly. But I'm just saying, great second round, and Troop's young, and John Eastman has a lot of talent there, and they're going to be really good for the next couple of years. But their run ends in round two. Wascom's angry, and Wascom's just, well, good. So I got Wascom, you got Wascom. Coach X has Wascom.
Okay, and they will take on the winner of Newton and DeKalb, which is over in Carthage on Friday. I think Newton wins this ball game going away. I think DeKalb maybe can keep it close with that run game for a little bit, but Newton's just too athletic on both sides of the ball. I think this is going to set up a Newton-Wascom just classic next week.
Yeah, great season by DeKalb.
Could we get Brock and Jim Ned and Newton-Wascom to somehow play within an hour of each other, 3 hours apart?
Or just give us a Thursday, please. Friday.
Yeah, Thursday,
give us
Friday.
Work with us, coaches.
Please.
But yeah,
please. I want to see both of these.
I think the Cavs had a great season. I think maybe they can hit a haymaker early, get a touchdown, but I think Newton's just far too athletic.
I mean, the Cavs pulled off one big upset this year, but
it took
this
a lot
one
of work.
Would be, this one would be epic.
And does that upset look as big now when you look back through the prism of the whole season? Not really.
Well,
I mean, it's a good win.
I'm still impressed.
No,
I'm
it was
still
a good
very
win.
Impressed.
I'm actually more impressed with their loss to Danielfield 20-15 than I am with their loss.
But that Danielfield team now is a lot different.
Yeah.
So
yeah, so we all have Newton on that one. All right, let's go to Region 4 to finish things off. Franklin 11-0 versus Stockdale 6-5. Cedar Park's Gumpton Stadium Friday 7:30.
What a great stadium that is, by the way.
And what up? Great arse kicking. This will be Franklin naming their score.
I know, and I feel bad. Look, Franklin's 11-0 in the last 2 weeks. We have not talked a lot of Franklin, but why should we? Right? I mean, we know what they're going to do.
You know what, Franklin?
In 2 or 3 weeks,
schedule just better playoff games.
Yes, schedule your playoff games better. I mean, but you know, why break down Franklin when they're just going to roll everybody by 60? But coming up here in the next few weeks, right, we'll have a lot to say about Franklin and be able to break down their game against the Region 3 winner.
Exactly.
Right? I think Franklin right now is a shoe-in for this region.
Again, same
so bear
thing.
With us, Franklin. We'll talk about you more, I promise.
Again, it's the same thing we tell the 4A fans about Carthage and Gilmer and them. We will talk about them many times coming up. We're not just going to – it just gets tiresome hearing a repeat. Franklin's going to win.
I'm sure fans get tired of us hearing that, or listeners.
They get tired of Coach X.
The fan I got is my mom.
Oh, she doesn't listen anymore. She always emails me, though. Tells
me
to make the show.
She made me buy my own toll tag.
All right.
She was like, I'm retired now. You need to buy your own toll tag. She evidently saw all the tolls in the Hardy Freeway in Houston and – the 130 loop around Austin.
Why
to
did
San
you
Antonio?
Go around 137 times, Grant?
Right.
All right, so we all have Franklin. What's our next one?
Riesel versus Natalia. This is over at the field in Pflugerville. Give me Natalia, but Riesel might.
Well,
no, you know what? Give me Riesel.
This is one of those
games. Give me Riesel on this one.
Okay. This is one of those games. You always have it where there's going to be two mild upsets or two surprising games, and they end up playing each other, and that's this one. I'm going to go with the Mustangs, but it's a one-possession game either way. You're going Riesel. I'm going Natalia. Coach X is going Natalia. All right, what's our
then Poth
yes,
in
Poth.
East Bernard. Look, East Bernard's quarterback, Dallas Nowicki, really solid. He's been like a 10-year starter at East Bernard, right? It seems like Dallas Nowicki's been under center forever. He's got a really good receiver in Caleb Magnus. His running backs, Joseph Montalvo and Braden Lemos, are really good. They're facing a Poth defense, though, that only allows 9 points a game. And that is taken into their one loss was to Shiner, 39-10. If you take out those 39 points, this defense of Poth is giving up under 8 points a game, right?
I really kind of looking ahead at before the first round, I really thought that, you know, East Bernard might be a team that could make some hay. But then they struggled with Lexington. And I know it's a playoff game, anything can happen, but Lexington had just lost to Van Vleck 19-14. And I know Van Vleck won the district. But, I mean, Lexington struggled all year, and then East Bernard struggled with them. I don't know. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking East Bernard might actually be the favorite in this game. I'm going East Bernard, but I am so close to taking a Poth defensive win here. But I'm taking East Bernard.
I'm going to take Poth.
Are you?
I don't feel good about that pick. Let me see what Coach X has to say. Maybe Coach X can change me. When I was coaching in South Texas years ago at a school that was less than good, the head coach said, "Who do you want to get on the schedule to have a chance to win?" I said, "Poth." That is how bad they used to be. Now I don't think many people in South Texas would say that. That big Eastern Europeans avenged their playoff loss from last year against Lexington, but I think the season comes to an end Friday, Poth wins. Ooh, maybe I need to go back to East Bernard.
I'm gonna join the fort, the dark.
Now I'm gonna stick with both. All right, our last game, Odom 11-0 versus Tidehaven 6-4. Okay. This game is Saturday at Victoria's Memorial Stadium at 6 p.m. Odom has become the new. Oh, this could be the team that challenges Franklin. What are your thoughts on the out? Not that part. Just this game.
I think Odom is the prohibitive favorite here. But I'm taking Tidehaven in the upset here.
Oh.
This is Saturday at, what, 6 over in Victoria?
Yes.
Give me Tidehaven in a close one.
Is this just a feel? Or
yeah, you know? It is. I think Tidehaven has played a tougher schedule and hung in there with some of those teams. So I like Tidehaven. It is a total feel game.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I've seen Tidehaven twice. Odom only once on film.
Yeah.
So I don't have a really good feel for it, but I think Tidehaven will win this game.
I have no problem. I will say this. Tidehaven has the weirdest three-year record. So this was their record in 2018, 7-7. Their record in 2019, 6-6. Last year, 5-5. That's just weird stuff. I have Odom. Coach X has Odom as well. I think we're done.
Are we?
Yeah,
that was quick.
That was, yeah, well, not really. It's still over an hour. Again, though, that's what these playoff shows are, the first couple rounds. We're always a little long. I want to remind everybody to check out our sponsors, L4FR Clothing. You can find them online at L4FRClothing.com right now. 20% off your total cart if you type the word sideline in. That's still Christmas. You get 20% off anything you want for your fire-resistant Christmas gift for people that work in fields that they need that. And again, Brett Lee has his stuff in stock, so if you order it, you will get it. Again, type in sideline in the discount code. Also, Fat Cow Jerky, check them out online at fatcowjerky.com. Put into their discount code Texas from now till Thanksgiving, and you get 20% off your total. So check that out. If you go get something for your loved one from L4FR and from Fat Cow, you can get 40% off the total price that you go. You can't beat that. And then also, again, Havovic's Barbecue. We'll be talking more about them. HavovicBarbecue.com. I mean, sorry, HavovicBackyardBarbecue.com.
You're doing great.
I know, man. I'm trying this for a while. And also, a shout-out to Tommy Hayes Photography. You can find him online at TommyHayesPhotography.com. You can also find him on Instagram at Tommy_Hayes_Photography. That's going to do it for the area around. You done, bud?
Yep.
All right. Until next week, he's Grant. I'm Terry. Oh, by the way, next week, again, Thanksgiving week, we will record on Monday night. So until then, he's Grant. I'm Terry. This has been Sideline to Sideline, the area around 3A edition, brought to you by L4FR Clothing on the LSG Sports Network. You know I never